I have to keep reminding myself and I think my listeners that you can't truly understand today's events in the areas of politics and economics and tariffs and money supply and vaccines and everything else until you remember that this is a human extermination depopulation event or era that's underway right now. And that the ultimate goal is to replace billions of human beings with machines through either machine cognition or machine labor. Now, I want to mention there's been a lot of breakthroughs in robotic hands. Hands are that's the most important part of a humanoid robot. It's the most important part of human labor is the hands. And of course, hand-eye coordination is critical. You know, eyes have to work also typically, but hands have to work in terms of sensory feedback. Hands have to be, not only have all kinds of different muscles, but pressure sensitivity and variable strength, being able to grip things, being able to fold things, being able to hold tools tightly, to have the strength, you know, to hold a like a screwdriver as you're trying to loosen a stuck screw. That takes a lot of pressure. But at the same time, that same hand has to be able to pick up an egg without breaking it, or to be able to do something delicate involved with circuitry or what have you. Well, there have been a lot of breakthroughs in robotic hand technology recently, really more than I had anticipated. It's moved a little bit faster. The area of robotics that is still lagging is the power supply. And until batteries get a whole lot better, solid-state batteries, then robots will always lag behind. But you know that new company, well, maybe they're not new, but their new technology from Donut Lab that I've talked about a little bit. Nobody knows if it's real or a hoax. Most people think it's a hoax. Some people think it's real. Maybe it is real. If it is, that will enable robots to do so much more than we ever thought possible, which means the globalists will accelerate their human depopulation agenda because the robots are, you know, faster on the way. No, seriously, battery technology having a leap of improvement actually means billions of humans will die for this very reason, or they will die sooner. Because, see, right now the machine cognition, which is leaping forward dramatically, you know, with AI, LLMs, agents, all kinds of things. That's replacing just the cognitive jobs. And I would say at this point, most human cognitive jobs can be replaced by AI, but not the labor jobs. The labor jobs require these developments in robotics, such as hand manipulation and power, as I mentioned, but also improvements in mobility and balance and obstacle avoidance and many things like that. But if that changes dramatically, then this whole timetable may have to be reconfigured. And that means the human extermination agendas won't just rely on things like vaccines and killing people slowly, poisoning them with pesticides or, you know, hormone disruptors, plasticizer chemicals, and things like that. Instead, they'll have to take it up into a more of an immediate kinetic format. And that's where World War III comes into the picture. So notice that recently Trump threatened to bomb Iran. Apparently he was about to give the go signal. The bombing was imminent. But then Russia issued a statement that said to America, hey, if you bomb Iran, there are going to be serious destructive consequences for the West. And Russia can make good on that threat, because they've got the advanced technology, the Oreshnik missiles and hypersonics and advanced reentry vehicles, the hyperglide vehicles, and all kinds of things. Everything from Iskander to their Sarmat 2 missile systems. They're way more advanced than the U.S. So Trump backed off for the moment, much to the despair of Netanyahu, the war criminal from Israel, that not only wants to wipe out Palestinians in an act of genocide and ethnic cleansing, but he also wants to wipe out Iranians. He wants to destroy Iran, and he wants Trump to do it. And Trump almost did it. The only thing that caused him to back off was Russia's threats. Well, there are other threats from Saudi Arabia and Turkey and others as well, but I think the Russian threat is what made the difference. But what if Trump actually wants America to be nuked because the timetable of human replacement is now being accelerated? Well, this would be the perfect way for Trump to make that happen. To say, well, let's just attack Iran and let Russia nuke America. What cities would Russia nuke, let's say? Or maybe they would hit U.S. military bases in the Middle East. Maybe they would sink aircraft carriers. Or maybe they would strike U.S. military bases in Europe. Those are likely targets. But what if they struck the U.S.? Where would they actually strike? And the curious answer is, you know, in addition to the obvious, you know, missile silos and military bases or command centers, they would strike blue cities. Blue cities. So if you're Trump and you're thinking about, hey, we have an election coming up here and we need to win, we need to stay in power in the election, but we can't let the Democrats run the election because they will cheat. There are only a couple of options to how you make sure the Democrats don't run the election. And one of those I discussed in a previous podcast, which is to declare the Insurrection Act and to deploy the military across the blue cities and have the military count the ballots. And that's not a bad idea. That's probably the least crazy idea in a basket of bad ideas. That's one of them. Like, America could survive that. And we know the Democrats will never allow an election to be honest. They will always cheat and rig because that's who they are, for God's sake. That's just who they are. But what if Trump wanted to permanently solve this problem by taking actions that result in the killing of 100 million Democrats and blaming it on Russia? Well, how could that be allowed to happen? Well, it's very simple. Bomb Iran, let Russia retaliate, and nuke America's blue cities. You see? And would Trump, I mean, look, we are way out in the field of speculation here, just to be clear. But if you ask me, would Trump allow blue cities to be nuked to kill potentially 100 million Americans in order to destroy the Democrat Party and stay in power and also allow, you know, the GOP to continue to stay in power in 2028 and beyond? If you ask me, would Trump go along with that plan? I would have to say, I think he might. I think he might. For a number of reasons. It's not just about elections. It's also about keeping the U.S. government solvent. Yeah. No, literally nuking, if it were to happen, you know, God forbid, if America's blue cities were to be nuked to dust, do you realize, and again, I'm not advocating this, just to be clear, I'm saying this is crazy, but the government would look at that and say, wow, look at all the money we save on everything from Social Security, Medicare, food stamps, pensions, disability payments, all of that. You realize that would be massive. And Trump is desperately trying to cut costs right now. And he's trying to find ways to sort of keep the U.S. financial system afloat. That's one way to allow that to happen. Then you could blame it all on Russia. And at the same time, Trump will have eliminated the political enemies of the Republicans for generations to come, because they will be turned to dust. So in the short term, that kind of action, that is setting up circumstances that result in America being nuked by Russia, that has political benefits for the Republicans, because Republicans are strong in areas that are not the blue cities, obviously. But it also achieves a globalist goal of human depopulation, accelerating that schedule, because robots are becoming more advanced and AI is becoming more advanced, and frankly, the governments of the world just don't need humans much longer. All right, so stepping back, you might be saying, well, that sounds crazy. No president of America would allow its own people to be killed in large numbers. And I say to you, 9/11. I say to you, George Bush already allowed that, except at a smaller scale. 3,000 people, give or take. They were sacrificed upon the altar of the great empire of the United States of America so that the deep state could roll out expansions of the Patriot Act to spy on the American people, spy on members of the Supreme Court, the U.S. Congress, and say it's all important because of terrorism or terror. We got terror, said George Bush, you know. George Bush allowed 3,000 Americans to die. And then, well, there's Gulf War syndrome. Using our soldiers as experimental guinea pigs for weird vaccine experiments, huh? How many soldiers died from that? And then there's Operation Warp Speed under Trump, first administration. 1.5 million Americans already dead because Trump pushed a depopulation bioweapon disguised as a vaccine. So anybody saying, oh, the presidents wouldn't allow their own people to be killed, anybody saying that, I'm sorry, they're ignorant. They're ignorant of reality. In fact, the history of the United States government is rife with numerous examples of the military running bioweapons experiments on civilian populations, such as, what year was it? 1950? Was it Operation Sea Spray, I believe, where they sprayed deadly microbes on the citizens of the Bay Area, and some people died. I mean, it wasn't deadly to everyone, but it was deadly to some people, and they knew what they were doing, the government did, and they've conducted other experiments on the American people over and over again. So if you know anything about history, you know that governments gladly allow their own people to be sacrificed as long as it shores up their power or protects their financial interests, or gives them access to more weapons technology or other benefits to government. So no, the argument that, oh, government wouldn't allow Americans to be killed, that holds no water whatsoever, and anybody who says that just flat out doesn't know anything about government. Now, what if there's a deal? You see, because I think Trump did a deal with Maduro. See, Trump sending in the Navy SEALs, whoever that was, to go in and kidnap and extract Maduro, I think it was all planned. That was actually an extraction operation. And Trump doesn't control Venezuela. He didn't conquer Venezuela. He took one guy and his wife out. The rest of the people are still there running Venezuela the way it always has been run. Trump doesn't control Venezuela. He says he does, but that's not true. But I think it was all theater, and I think the helicopter raid was designed just to, you know, to make Trump look good and to have a story to tell the Venezuelan people. Like, because I think Maduro did a deal with Trump, and this was all part of the deal, but Maduro also needed to sell this to his own countrymen to make it look like he was kidnapped by force, that he wasn't cooperating with the United States. So this theater serves both parties. It serves Trump, and it serves Maduro in different ways. And Maduro's probably going to be given retirement somewhere, and they'll find a body double to show up in court, whatever. Or they'll just, you know, take him to some island somewhere and kill him and shoot him in the back of the head and forget he ever existed. But what if Trump has done a deal with Russia? Or what if he's about to do a deal? And here's the deal. Hey, Russia, you nuke America, but only the blue cities. And then we'll nuke Russia, but only certain abandoned rural areas. And then we'll each tell our own people that we won. Now, has that kind of deal been done before? Yes, last summer, but not with nukes. It was done with Iran and Israel. There was a deal where Iran got to launch some missiles to attack a U.S. military base. I forgot exactly. I think that was in the UAE, but I don't recall exactly. And then Iran got to tell its people, yeah, we won. We attacked, you know, the great Satan enemy. We nuked or we hit their base with our missiles. And then America got to say, oh, the missiles didn't do any damage. We already evacuated, blah, blah, blah. And then Israel got to say, well, we attacked them and now they're scared. And if it wasn't for America, we'd really give them a whooping. Right? So everybody walks away with a win. Now, if you expand that up to a bigger picture, you realize that if Trump did a deal with Russia to say, hey, Putin, why don't you nuke Chicago? Why don't you nuke LA or Seattle, whatever, these liberal cities? You know, the United States of America can survive that. Just don't nuke the red states. Don't nuke the refineries in the Gulf Coast. Don't nuke anything in Virginia or anything near Washington, D.C. Just nuke these other cities, and we have a deal. Do you think that's impossible? Is that an outlandish idea? Not really. This is the way governments work all the time. They do deals. They do deals to kill their own people. You know, Putin gets to tell Russia, we defeated America. You know, look, we destroyed 12 cities or whatever. And Trump gets to say, we were attacked, but I will lead us to freedom, but we have to suspend elections for 10 years. Or even if you hold elections, the Democrats are all vaporized anyway. So, oh, and that's why the currency collapsed, because of the Russian attack. And so we're going to have a whole new currency. Here it is, this new CBDC system. So bend over for your anal probe while we get your biometrics. And that's what you're going to use to get your new money that we will control. We have to do it because of Russia. See? Politically, everybody wins. And if you tell me, oh, there's no way that the United States government would kill large numbers of people for political purposes, I say to you, Hiroshima, Nagasaki, we already did it, and we did it twice. We use weapons of mass destruction to kill large numbers of people, mostly civilians, in order to send a message for political purposes. The bombing of those cities in Japan wasn't necessary to end World War II. It wasn't necessary at all. Japan had already been defeated. They were on the verge of surrender. The bombing of those cities was necessary to send a message to Russia to say, we have these weapons, we are willing to use them, and now you better do what we say. The nuking of Japan also sent a message to the whole world that we're in charge now. We're America, you're going to use our dollar, you're going to buy and sell oil only in our currency, you're going to do what we say. Otherwise, we might nuke you too. It was a warning to the rest of the world. And in that process, the U.S. murdered an estimated at least 300,000 Japanese citizens. You think they won't kill millions? Why? Is there a cutoff point where, well, government's evil, but not evil enough to kill 10 million? Oh, okay. If you believe that, good luck. Probably you should move to a blue city and find out. You know, if you're going to bet your life on the belief that government's not that evil, then you're playing, you know, Russian roulette, frankly, with your life. Because never underestimate the evil of government to kill its own people or to arrange for them to be killed. I mean, Trump has overseen the mass slaughter of Gazans, the killing of hundreds of thousands of Palestinians. Trump provided the funding, the bombs, in many cases. You think he cares about lives, even American lives? No, not at all. He'll do anything that's necessary to stay in power. And if that means arranging for American cities to be nuked, I think he would do it. And then that achieves the acceleration of the depopulation goal towards robotic replacement. See? Think about it. Oh, you know, all these cities got destroyed. We need to rebuild them. What are we going to use? Robots. So we rebuild Chicago with robots, and then it's a city of robots instead of a city of Democrats. And currently, robots don't vote. So politically, Trump's problem is solved. And at that point, no one would argue with more government spending, would they? Well, we have to spend money. We have to rebuild Chicago. You know, at that point, no one could argue with the administration about anything because it would be a time of war. And if you disagree with the president, you would disappear into a deep, dark hole. If you had a newspaper or a website that published anything against the administration, you'd be arrested and imprisoned and have it all shut down under wartime powers that Trump claims he has. You see? Solves all of his political problems all at once, gets rid of Democrats. It actually stimulates the economy with all the rebuilding after the bombing. It blames everything on a foreign enemy. It resets the currency. It allows the great taking, the great theft of American assets. And it keeps Trump and the GOP in power for a decade or more. No, probably generations. So you think they wouldn't do that? I think they would. See, because I don't underestimate the evil of these people. That's why I don't live in a blue city. Anyway, do what feels right to you, obviously, but be prepared for craziness to happen. You might disagree with my assessment, but somewhere in the back of your mind, you're probably thinking, well, it could be right. It's just, I don't think so, but it's possible, given how crazy the world is today. Yeah, you're probably thinking that. It's possible. So be prepared just in case. In the meantime, let's work together to make America a more free and more decentralized nation. You can use all of our AI tools free of charge at brightlearn.ai or brightanswers.ai or brightnews.ai. Spread the word, use our tools, and get prepared for the possibility of global thermonuclear war. Thank you for listening. Take care.
Start your day right with our organic hand-roasted whole bean coffee. Low acid, smooth and bold. Lab-tested and ethically sourced. Taste the difference. Only at HealthRangerStore.com.